Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are community health workers, also known as promotoras de salud, Amy Ramirez. She also works for Southern Area Health Education Center. Claudia Leyva also is an employee at Southern Area Health Education Center. And Rachel Reveles from La Clínica de Familia. To tell us about the roles of promotoras as a bridge to our communities. Promotoras are frontline public health workers who are trusted members of the communities they serve. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us here.
You're welcome. Claudia, tell me a little bit about what promotoras are.
Well, a promotora is a community member who is mostly Hispanic, who is trained to provide different services, like, for example, outreach, health education, prenatal health, vaccinations, home safety, child safety, environmental, also case management, leadership development, and a variety of health-related topics.
And Rachel, a promotora can either be a volunteer, a paid worker, working different organizations. Explain to me about that, please.
Okay, Emily, that is correct. A promotora could be either a paid employee of, for example, an entity like I work for La Clínica de Familia, and I am a full-time employee there, and my work consists of promotora work, being out in the community, offering health education classes to the community, visiting patients at their home, following up with them, a variety of different things. And I believe Amy and Claudia are also paid employees of SOHIC. But you can also be a volunteer promotora, where you don't get paid, but you volunteer your time to go out to the communities and serve as a community member, as a community leader, and, you know, train other people in different health topics as needed.
And Amy, can you give us a little bit more information about the importance of a promotora to this community?
The promotora work helps with bridging that gap between connecting the consumer with the provider. We are accessible to the community. If families need education, or if they need assistance with getting certain services, we're there to help them out with connecting them to those needed services. I think that that's why they're so successful, is that promotoras are part of the community, and mostly they all work within that community that they were living in. So I think that makes a big difference.
Promotora is the name given here in New Mexico. A promoter, someone who's promoting information, health, and different types of things.
That correct? Is correct.
So a community health worker can be anywhere nationwide, but specifically in New Mexico, they're called promotoras?
Yes, the umbrella name is community health worker, but in New Mexico, we refer ourselves to promotoras. But of course, we can't limit that just to promotora work. There's other agencies, other individuals that work in different organizations that are still doing the same type of work. But they might be called maybe something different, but we're still overall doing the same type of work, which is outreaching in the community. We're providing with referrals. We're educating, providing presentations. And even at some level, we also do advocacy, which is part of the work as well.
How long have you been doing it, Amy?
I've been doing it for about 10 years. My specialty, I guess, if you would want to say that, is a lot different than what Rachel was doing. I was assisting more with Medicaid enrollment and getting families enrolled in health insurance.
And Rachel, what was your role?
My role, I work with the patients at the clinic, so I work with a variety of populations. I work with the elderly, I work with the youth, I work with the schools, so I work with everybody pretty much, not just a specific population.
How long have you been doing it?
I'm going on my fifth year, actually.
What do you get from it? What satisfaction? And what have you seen at how it helps the community or a family?
You know, you see a big change, especially since I am based out of a clinic. I see the difference in people's health, in their habits. To me, it's personal satisfaction that I'm making a change in somebody's life. That's something that I said or something that I demonstrated helped them. the doctors see it, the nurses see it, everybody sees it in the whole community. And just the fact that a community group invites you out to a center and trusts you to come and give information, that is a big satisfaction because you know that you have developed a relationship and that they trust you.
And Claudia, how long have you been a promotora?
I have already 15 years, and I also began doing leadership in the community, like doing cleanups in the community, organizing to have septic tanks, and also I was doing transportation. I did also presentations on STD, HIV, prenatal care, and right now I'm doing a chronic disease program and also how to take care of someone with Alzheimer's disease. So a role of promotora, it's in many different topics that you can do, and they have many different names. It can be outreach educators, community health representatives, lay health advocates. So many people that are in our community right now, they can relate to that. If they are helping their own community, they are going to have a different name, or sometimes they are only volunteers, or la comadre, they are already helping their own community. So we have many different roles in the community, but the purpose of a community health worker, promotora, is to really help people.
And which community are you involved in? Because people from Hatch, Anthony, Doñana, can you list a few of the names?
Well, I go around Doñana County. So sometimes I am in Hatch. Even I cover sometimes Luna County. I go to Damien and Columbus, and also Chaparral, Vado, Verino. Many communities that our workshops are around, any different community. Sometimes we are in hubs. We're trying to work with that community, and it's a little bit far. But at the same time, we have connections with other promotoras that can do our job. And that's why we also do train the trainers in Southern Area Health Education Center.
And Rachel, which area are you involved in?
I am involved in the Anthony Berino area, but La Clinica de Familia has promotoras in Las Cruces and Chaparral and Sunland Park, and we help people in El Paso, even in other counties. So we're, you know, everywhere.
And Amy, do you also give workshops, or are you just in the administrative end of it as well as a promotora?
Yes, my current position right now is an administrative assistant for Southern Area Health Education Center. And I help Claudia with just preparing the workshops so that she can be able to deliver those to the community. So that is my role right now.
I understand you have your Southern New Mexico Promotora Committee meetings.
Yes, we meet every other month, and it's our Southern New Mexico Promotora Committee. And that was established in 2001, part of public health, where promotoras from all over New Mexico would come and we would provide trainings, whether it's more information on diabetes or asthma or anything health related or anything that the promotora can use to take to their community and help their families. And we have different organizations that participate in that. Of course, La Clinica de Familia attends. There's also other organizations that come into our meetings, as well as independent promotoras. And if they are interested, they can always call us or come to our meeting. So right now we're attending these meetings every other month. And we're just trying to recruit more promotoras that are, you know, maybe are new or maybe have been disconnected, changed jobs, positions, and want to come back. We're here to provide that information, that support for one another.
About how many promotoras usually attend, and about how many are there in the community?
Our meetings range around 20, from pretty much a representation of the different organizations, about three from each organization that come and present at our meetings.
Now, including independent and promotoras that belong to SOAHAC, what, you have over 500 promotoras in New Mexico?
More or less, probably a little bit more than that, but yes.
But they're not all able to come to the meetings at the same time.
Oh, no. The number is more or less overall in New Mexico.
Now, is it just women? Are there men involved as well? Rachel?
No, we also have promotores de salud, which are men. And a lot of people, that is a misconception because the word promotora refers to, it's feminine. It refers to a woman. And no, we have actually male promotores also. Okay, so we should probably use the term promotores de salud instead of promotoras. It should be probably more accurate.
And how do they help? They also help with the health end of it. But do they help possibly in teaching the community something to do with construction, maintenance of their homes? Rachel?
We have different things. I haven't seen anything like that, like construction, but I know that a lot of areas have male promotores, and they will have sessions with men, and they talk about domestic violence, they talk about alcoholism, about parenting, but it's coming from a man, not coming from a woman, so they can relate better. So that's one of the ways that a male promotor would benefit a community, especially the education aimed for men. When we're talking about colorectal cancer, all those things that sometimes they don't feel comfortable talking to a woman about, so they would go with a male promotor.
Claudia, do you want to add to that?
Well, you know, it's sometimes very hard for promotoras to explain to men, you know, about prostate, many different topics that they, macho topics that they don't want to share. But promotors, probably we have about 3% in our promotora meeting also. They attend our meetings. And they explain to us that, of course, they want to recruit more men so we can have these topics in our community.
And what would you tell somebody who is possibly interested in that would encourage them to join and become a promotor or promotora?
If they are really helping in their own community, even sometimes they are helping their wife to recruit people to do any kind of activity, then they are a promotor. If they are not even going to our association, but they are working already, helping the community, they are a promotor, and they can come to our meetings that we have so they can have training in many different topics.
And what number can they call, Amy?
They can call our main number, and I can give them, you know, more information. And that number is 575-646-3441.
And Rachel, you touched on the fact that now you're with La Clínica de Familia. What other organizations are involved with promotoras that are hiring people?
I know Ben Archer Health Centers have promotoras. La Clínica de Familia has promotores. I believe Department of Health has their own promotores. Okay, and we're all part of the Southern New Mexico Promotora Committee. So I know we are other entities in El Paso, Texas, Healthy Start. It's just different entities that have promotores. They might just call them something else, like family specialists or resource, whatever. But they're still promotores.
Do you feel that you have a specialty you like to help with?
I think my specialty would be working with youth. I am actually the person that the schools go to when they need a presentation in the schools to work with at-risk youth, to do the presentations on healthy sexuality, on pregnancy prevention, all that stuff. And I have some background in criminal justice, so I've worked with gang members, etc. So I think that's my forte. But I love working with everybody. And I think going back to the question that you asked Claudia a while ago about being a promotor, I think you have to have the heart for it and really like to help people to do this, because this job is not for everybody. Even if it's a paid job, really it's never a 8-to-5 job. It's not, okay? Sometimes you might find yourself working over the weekends, late at night. You have to do what you have to do, and you have to be willing to go that extra mile to help people.
And Claudia, what about yourself? What is your specialty?
I like to work with everybody, because right now I'm doing a chronic disease program. I'm working with adults. I like to work with anybody in the community, because sometimes we do health careers and we are working in the middle school. So I like to be in the community out there helping people.
And Amy?
Well, believe it or not, although my specialty is Medicaid health insurance information, I'm very familiar with it. But I would really want to get trained or more information on nutrition. So that's something that as I grow, something that I will look forward in getting that training and providing that information to other families.
Being a promotora, what has given you the most satisfaction? Amy?
The most satisfaction is hearing the family saying, you know, I didn't know that I could have gotten this service. Just knowing that their health and what their needs were met. I think that's a great satisfaction for me. And hearing that always keeps me going and saying, yeah, I really like this.
And Rachel?
I think I'm with Amy on this one. I think it's a satisfaction to see the families come back and tell you how much you did for them and how much they appreciate it, and to know that they can count on you if they need any other services or whatnot. But my biggest satisfaction is to see that a family is self-sufficient, or that an individual is self-sufficient and they don't need me anymore.
And Claudia?
Well, I think we are in the same page here. And my satisfaction is when the family have that healthcare, when they are in the system already, because sometimes they don't go to the healthcare because they have many issues of language, or they don't want to go because of immigration. But when you do that trust in the community and they come to you for help and they have the resources they need, that's when I feel that satisfaction.
It's mostly with the Hispanic community, but are there other families that are just English speaking?
We help everybody in the community, whether they're Spanish-speaking or English-speaking, whether they're Native American, African-American, Anglo, and Asian. It doesn't matter. We're there to help anybody.
Have you had a lot of training, all of you, prior to going out to the community, Rachel?
Oh, yes, we have. I think we've gotten trained in pretty much any topic you can think of, domestic violence, STI prevention, sexually transmitted infection prevention, chronic disease management, you name it. We've received all kinds of trainings.
And I can add to that. When you first start your promotora work, the first step is our reaching out curriculum, which touches on different topics, whether it's prenatal care. We, as a promotora, we start with our reaching out curriculum. And it touches on topics of ethics. It also covers boundaries. It covers prenatal care. It covers HIV prevention, home visiting. There are several topics that are covered when you start your promotora work or training.
Claudia?
Well, promotoras are trained in many different topics. It depends on what they are going to really do in the community. But we have first in our curriculum, it's parent education, pregnancy, birth control options, sexual transmitted disease, chronic disease, general reproductive health, breast and cervical cancer, environmental health, and many others. We also learn about ethics, because we need to learn how not to cross the line, for example. If you are not a social worker, of course, you are not a nurse. We are always referring as promotoras to the medical staff. We are there to prevent, to help. We are the bridge to the community to help them really help themselves. But we are not the doctor there. So, of course, we are going always to refer them to the professional that they need.
And Rachel, would you like to add anything?
I wanted to thank you for having us here, because a lot of people don't know what a promotora is. They don't know we don't exist, but we're out there. And I just want to say that part of our success in the community is because we use a very informal way of talking to people. We talk to our patients, our community, as if they were our friends, as if they were our family members. We don't treat them. We have a different relationship with them, and that's what makes us successful. So if anybody wants to look into the promotora, I invite them to find out about us. And if anybody feels like they would want to join our Southern New Mexico Promotora Committee, they're more than welcome to.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Amy, Rachel, and Claudia, and all associated with Southern Area Health Education Center, and of course, Rachel Reveles, La Clinica de Familia, and Y Todas Promotoras, all promoters of health, and a bridge to the community, Un Puente.
Thank you, Emily, for inviting us.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.